This is Rio Pacino for podtech.net. I'm here with Len April, President and CEO of SunArc. Welcome to the podcast, Len.
Thank you very much.
Now, Len, go ahead and tell me a bit about SunArc, what it's all about, and why you guys are here at CleanTech.
Thank you. SunArc has developed an on-demand insulation and shade system, primarily targeted at the commercial greenhouse market. And what we're doing is we're infusing liquid foam, specially formulated liquid foam, between the two layers of the double poly membrane of a greenhouse. And we do that only at night. So in effect, we're putting an R15 roof on a greenhouse every night.
Interesting.
In the morning, the liquid foam has dissipated on its own and enables solar energy, natural heat, to enter the greenhouse all day long. It's a closed-loop system, so we repeat that again every day during the cold season to insulate the greenhouse. And what we're enabling is greater than 50% heat energy saved for commercial greenhouse growers.
Wow, that's a lot. I'm looking at the demonstration here, seeing how it works. That looks pretty interesting. Now, how long have you guys been in business?
The company is was around since 2000 was when it started.
And how many employees are there?
We're 15 employees right now.
Okay. And what are some challenges you guys are facing in regards to your product when you guys are trying to push?
Challenges. When you talk to a grower that is spending anywhere from $100,000 to $4 million every season to heat their greenhouse, and you can pretty much guarantee that they'll save at least 50%, because we've actually demonstrated up to 60% heat energy saved, you really get their attention. We're talking substantial dollars. The other thing that's interesting about this system is it also can be used as a shade system. Instead of using it at night in cold weather, you can use it midday in a hot climate or temperate zone summers, and we provide shading. And this provides fantastic agronomic benefits to a grower, including increased crop yield, increased size of fruit, and less waste. And so we're contributing to a grower's top line, and we're also saving them money and reducing their operating costs on the bottom line.
What are your numbers in regards to sales of this product so far?
We have no sales yet. Mm-hmm. We have 8 systems that are up and running, and we're currently negotiating our first sales contracts as we speak.
Last question for you, Len.
Sure.
What are your thoughts on this forum overall, CleanTech overall?
I think it's really interesting. My own background is in information technology, so I was part of the internet boom and bust. And, you know, following that, we saw biotech. And what CleanTech is doing is they're creating a community of investors for the clean technology area. And I think it's fantastic.
Okay. Well, Len, thanks a lot for the podcast. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Rio.